Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly. Father God, we ask you to help us apply this word to our lives today, Father God. Father God, bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So our verse today is Matthew 6 and 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Subject, trouble of its own. Christian truth, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm not afraid. God quenches my fears. God is my provider. I'm listening for his voice. It's hard not to worry about things coming up or things that could have happened. A lot of times we worry because of fear sitting in. And what we have to do when this fear sits in is rebuke and deny its power and grip. Because if we don't, fear will grip us so tightly that we won't know how to handle it. Psalms 56 and 3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. A lot of times we think we can handle fear like anything else, ignore it. But I have experienced fear. If you are not careful, fear will grip you, take over every part of you, and cause you to lose faith in God, because that's what fear is supposed to do. This verse tells us not to worry about fear, worry about tomorrow. Don't, because each day has its own troubles. When we allow one fear for one day to carry on to the next, we add more stress to our life. But each day has its own troubles. Troubles never sleep, but God's power is mighty in pulling down strongholds. God's power is mighty to block any fiery darts of the wicked one. God's power is everything we need to carry us through the day. Because when we trust in God, we don't need to worry. How much do you trust God? Yes, I've had experiences where I was so engulfed in fear that I couldn't trust God because I thought if I give him this fear, if I give him my hand, I might lose control and lose control of everything. And this is exactly what we must do to give God control of every situation. He can't help us as long as our hand is in it. We must let go so he can handle even our fear. Don't let fear carry on until the next day. Handle fear head on and allow God to quench it with his power. We don't have power over anything, but God do. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. Do you trust in God? Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says this, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yes, the word of God says here that I will never leave you or forsake you. The Lord will help us through tomorrow's troubles. Sometimes we sit up at night and we worry and we let fear take over. But when we read this verse, here it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm a helper. Do not fear what man can do. We can't fear what man can do. We can't take what they say about us to us and place it in our mind. We must always take what they say and rebuke it, because what happens is when we allow fear of man to take over, we are saying, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in what he says in his word. He clearly states in his word that he is a helper. So don't you think God will help you through any and everything? Matthew 10 and 28 says this, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. We don't have to worry about tomorrow because God got tomorrow. God has every moment of our life and he sees us. God is never worried because he knows that we are going to be okay, because whatever he brings before us, or to us, we will make it, because he says, I won't leave you to face this world. I won't leave you to deal with this on your own. I'm here always waiting for you. I'm here always directing you, but we must let him direct our path every day. John 16 and 33 says this, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. And in the world you have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. The word tells us again that he leaves his word to us. But we must understand that everything we will face, he has faced it, and he leaves us in peace. Nothing's done by luck. Everything's done for a reason, but we must trust that through whatever season we are in, we are victorious because of him. We are victorious because of his grace and mercy. God is ready to see us through every problem, but we must be able to say that we know God is going to see us through this situation. my tomorrows and my fears. Today, we learn about fear. And we learn how fear can overtake us if we allow it to. When we allow fear in, that spirit isn't going to play nicely. It doesn't help us do anything. It's going to try to make us miserable, make us doubt, make us take our eyes off Christ. That is what fear does. Fear brings other spirits with it to conquer every section of our lives, of your life. Fear isn't something we should be okay with. Some people say a little fear is healthy, but it's fear can grow in our mind. If we give it power to the point where we are disabled by it, that we will start to lose power and authority because fear can block us from praying, block our praise. But when we speak to our fear and we speak the word over our lives and rebuke the power of fear, because it has no power over our lives, when we allow God to come in and conquer our biggest fear, we are saying to God that I trust you. Even if I feel insecure and vulnerable, I know you're still going to protect me in my weakest moment. God wants to give us strength at this moment. But we must allow ourselves to go to him. Sometimes fear can make our minds go everywhere else but to God. But we must ground ourselves to our word and prayer life and allow him to empower us to conquer our fears and our tomorrows. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today and the strength you have given us. We ask you to quench all our fears in our lives. Lord, we ask you to give us the power to conquer our fears through you. Lord, your word says you don't give us a spirit of fear. So, Father, I know the way we are feeling isn't from you. We ask you to remove this and send this back to the pits of hell. It can't stay with us. Father, we ask you to remove every insecurity and doubt that's in our mind. Lord, we surrender everything into your power in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Psalms 55:12, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalms 55:12. Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Further reading, Proverbs 25, Hebrews 12, Judges 11. And Leviticus 26. This ends trouble of its own. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loved you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.